Namaskar, this is Dattaveda Pragyananda, and this is another episode of DharmaCast. So today, what we're going to talk about and think about is based on some pieces of advice given by a great sage 500 years ago. These days, when you go on the internet, you look in your library, and you go to the so-called self-help gurus, and you'll see that there are pages and pages of books written about the subject of how to live in the world, how to improve yourself. But in ancient times, some of the sages were more concise, and they gave what you needed to know in a very short form. So 500 years ago in eastern India, there was a sage whose name was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he gave some advice in four pieces of advice in a two-line poem. I'll read the poem in Sanskrit. It goes like this. Trinadapi sunichena tarariva sahishnuna amaninam manya deyam kirtaniya sadahari. So what he said was, the four pieces of advice are as follows. See, Trinadapi sunichena means that one should be as humble as a blade of grass. So what's going on here is that the grass is a very lowly part of our existence. We walk on it and we don't even think twice about it, but yet the grass is very important. It supports life on earth. So we should be like the grass, humble, and just be ready, be useful for the planet, but don't mind if sometimes we're walked on. So this is his first piece of advice, humble like the grass. And then he said, tarariva sahishnuna. And what this is we should be as tolerant as a tree. So if you look at trees, you see that they stand out there in all kinds of weather, there's snow or rain or storm, and there's no complaint from a tree. They absorb whatever nature gives to that tree. And yet, they're also giving. They give us shade, they give us fruit. They're so useful. So we have to be like the tree. I'm going to read something from what Anandamurti says about this, because this is a very pertinent to current events, as when I'm recording this now. He said, regarding this being tolerant like a tree, he said, those who overreact at the least provocation, lose their power of judgment. One's internal power is determined by the degree of control one has over one's nerve cells. A person who cannot tolerate even a single provocative word obviously has no control over the nerves. So we have to become tolerant, and we have to get control over our reactions, and we have to absorb a lot which comes at us from the world, and by that absorption we become stronger. But people think that, oh, I'm going to react immediately and become angry, and actually they become weaker, not stronger. So this was the second piece of advice, that we should be tolerant like the tree. And the third one is amanina manadeyam. It means that we should give respect to those whom nobody gives respect. And I want to read also what he says about that. Those who are disrespected and rejected by society should also be recognized by us as manifestations of Paramapurusha, manifestations of God. We must respect them with due honor, as Paramapurusha has chosen to manifest them in that particular way. We should always be very courteous to them. Hence, the third duty of a devotee is to respect those people whom no one respects. So you see, in our society, we give respect to the rich and the famous, the beautiful ones, the glittering personalities, but we don't give respect to the poor person, the beggar, the outcast, the one whom nobody respects. So one of the tasks of a spiritual person is to try to see God in everything. We see God in the animate objects, inanimate objects, in the people. We see God in the beautiful people. We see God in the troubled people. We see God in the healthy. We see God in the sick. We see God everywhere. So sort of one of the ways to cultivate that is to make special note and give attention to those whom nobody else gives respect. So this was the third piece of advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then the fourth piece of advice, he said, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So what he said is that always we should sing and repeat the name of God, think of God all the time. In some of the, I remember reading once, there was a book about the Journey of a Pilgrim. It was about a Christian saint, you know, in the Middle Ages. I'm not sure of the exact time, but he was in the Orthodox Christian tradition. And then he paused on a passage in one of the books and said, pray always. So it means always think of God. So how to do that? So we have meditation is one. Spiritual meditation is really just that, always to train the mind to think of God with every breath. But there's another way, easier way how to do that is kirtan. Kirtan is singing. So what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did and said, and he also did this, he said that when you have any spirit time, then don't waste it with gossiping, don't waste it with backbiting, don't waste it with just idle talk or idle chatter, but sing God's name. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in that historical period where he lived, it was a time when there was a lot of religious exploitation, that the priests were dominating over the society. So he went out in the street and he brought God to the masses. He just said, okay, sing God's name, just sing. That will be your spiritual practice. So that was the advice of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, be humble like the grass, and so be egoless like the grass, be tolerant like a tree, means that we should absorb what nature gives, but we should also give back to the society. And then we should give respect to those whom nobody else respects. And we should recognize that God exists in all the people of this universe, indeed in all the manifest objects of this universe, whether they be animate or inanimate. And then lastly, he said, if you have any time left over after doing all of that, then just sing the name of God. And he said, this is what a spiritual aspirant should do with their time on this earth. And that's what all the yogis have said. They said that our time here is limited. We come on this earth and we go. Whatever comes into this world, one day will pass. So we should utilize that time to do something wonderful, and we should be a great example of what a human being could be. So how to become a great example is we should take the advice of the people who have illuminated the human journey. And so one of those is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and we should always remember his four pieces of advice. So you don't have to read hundreds of books, just remember those four pieces of advice and you'll be in very good shape. And some time back, I wrote a song about Chaitanya's pieces of advice, of his little poem, but it's in English, not in Sanskrit. So I'd like to just, we'll close out this episode of Dharmakesh with that recording of that song, which is called Make Me Humble. So thank you for listening, and come back again for another episode. Namaskar. Look at everybody walking on the grass, yet it pops up once again. There's the steps and crushing weight without any end. I got to be just as strong. You know I'm gonna carry on, so
make me humble like the grass. I'll be as tolerant as a tree. I'll give respect to all I see. I'll sing your name endlessly. Look at the trees giving everything, asking nothing in return. Fruit and flowers for everyone, it's a lesson I'm gonna learn. Make me humble like the grass. I'll be as tolerant as a tree. I'll give respect to all I see. I'll sing your name endlessly. Look at everyone saluting the rich and the pretty ones too. Take a look around you for that poor boy next to you. Give him respect and dignity, it's the only thing we gotta do. So make me humble like the grass. I'll be as tolerant as a tree. I'll give respect to all I see. I'll sing your name endlessly. Oh Lord, you gave me a voice and I'm singing just for you. Gonna sing every night and day, my whole life through. Make me humble like the grass. I'll be as tolerant as a tree. I'll give respect to all I see. I'll sing your name endlessly. Give respect to all I see.